And as you're being seated, you can take your Bibles this morning and turn with us and find your place in Psalms chapter 118. Psalm chapter number 118 this morning. And we will be there momentarily. And it's very interesting. Most of you know Brother Bob. He's visited here a number of times from Oklahoma. And well, he used to lead the singing for us for the services when our song leader wasn't there. And without fail, he'd always, when he would get up and start the service, he'd say, it is so good to see everybody here this morning. And, well, you know, no one thought too much of it, but then he'd ask the question, well, why do you, or basically something to the effect of, well, why is it good to see you this morning? And someone finally caught on and told him it's because, well, that means that you woke up this morning, you're alive, and you can see each other this morning. And so we're going to look at a truth this morning that should just fill us with rejoicing that, you know, we get to come and be here in church this morning and sing and fellowship and now open God's word. And we get to do that because God, in his mercy, saw fit to give us another day. He saw fit to allow us to open our eyes this morning and turn our bodies and put both feet on the ground and on the floor and push ourselves up out of bed and go and get ready and maybe shave and shower and get dressed and leave out the door and come here to church this morning. And we get to do that and got to do that because God in his mercy saw fit to give us another day. And in that respect, God is good. And God is just merciful in that way. And, you know, now, you know, some of you might be saying, well, Pastor, you don't know how I felt when I got up this morning. And it took all the willpower in the world for me to just get up out of bed this morning. And But guess what? You still got up out of bed and you're still on your feet and you're still going and you're still here in church this morning because of the goodness and mercy of God. And we're here this morning, Psalm 118. And I want you to notice there one verse this morning. We'll cover more, but just one verse as kind of a kickoff to the thought this morning. Psalm 118, and notice there, if you would, verse number 24. The Bible says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." For a few moments tomorrow, I'd like to just preach you this very simple thought, a matter of the mind. A matter of the mind. Because have you ever noticed how two people, I mean, and now we realize, you know, two people, you get any two people together and they are different people, different ways of thinking, different ways of going about things, different ways of accomplishing things, different ways of doing things, so on and so forth. But they get together, they can experience the exact same day. I mean, the same weather, the same job, the same circumstances, and yet they can have completely different attitudes. You can get one person, and one person, they all they seem to be able to do is grumble and complain and see problems. And then you get the other person, and what they see is God's glory. And where the other person sees problems, the other sees possibilities. And that difference isn't found in the day, because again, they're experiencing the same day, the same weather, the same job, the same circumstances, but yet they have two different attitudes. And again, it's not found in the day, but it's found in the mindset. It's found in the choice that is made at the beginning of whatever it is that you're doing. Someone once said this. They said, a beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset. A beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset. Now, we are all familiar with Psalm 118 and verse 24, but we need to realize something this morning. Psalm 118, 24 is more than just a verse that we get on a little magnet and we put on our refrigerator. Psalm 118, verse 24 is more than just a song lyric and just a chorus that we sing in church. You know, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it's more than just that. It's a declaration of our faith in a great God. And the psalmist here, he isn't rejoicing because every circumstance is perfect. I once heard a preacher put it this way, that if the only time you praise God is when things are going good, then the devil is going to give you enough things that go bad that you never praise God. And so, again, we see that every circumstance isn't perfect, but the psalmist is rejoicing because he realizes that, yes, while every circumstance isn't perfect, God, who is perfect, is in control of the day. And God is still on the throne. And God is still in control of everything. Every sunrise is a reminder that God has granted us another opportunity to trust Him, to thank Him, to walk with Him, to live for Him, to serve Him. Every day is a reminder of the goodness and mercy of God. And so this morning we find ourselves Psalm 118, and of course Psalm 118 is part of the psalms that were sung during the Jewish feast. So from about Psalm 113 to Psalm 118, these were psalms that were sung during the Jewish feasts. And they were sung particularly at Passover, at Pentecost, and the Tabernacles. And really, Psalm 118, it's a psalm of victory. It's a psalm of deliverance. Often, we attribute it, of course, to King David, possibly after he was delivered from Saul, after being established as king. And verse number 22 actually gives us some context into the entire chapter. You're there, Psalm 118. Notice there, verse number 22. Psalm 118, verse 22, the Bible says, "The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." This, of course, is a prophetic reference to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Go over, if you would, Matthew chapter 21. Gospel of Matthew chapter 21. Keep your finger there in Psalm. We'll be back. Matthew chapter 21. And we'll begin reading there at verse number 42. Matthew 21, verse 42, the Bible says, "Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And so in that light, verses 22 and 23 of Psalm 118, verse number 24 then isn't just about any other day. It's not just about any other ordinary, regular day. It's about God's day of salvation. It's about the day that salvation was brought by God. The day when his rejected son, the Lord Jesus Christ, became the cornerstone of redemption. If we were to take time this morning and go around and ask for testimonies and ask if you can remember the day that you got saved, no doubt there'd be some testimonies that could recall the day that you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the day that salvation came to your house. I remember it clear as day. It was August 1st, 1999. It was a Sunday night service. And Pastor, he was preaching. I don't remember, again, to this day, what he was preaching. I just remember he gave an invitation for salvation. And as a nine-year-old boy, I raised my hand. And he had one of the deacons take me into the office and open the Bible and show me how to be saved. And I remember that as clear as day. And that was the day that salvation came to my house. Historically, this psalm was sung by Israel when they came to worship in the temple. Prophetically, it points to Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, his death, his burial, his resurrection. And so you're there, verse number 24. Notice, and really we can break this into three sub-points, as it were. I notice there, verse number 24. Number one, this is the day. This is the day, meaning just what it says and just what it seems that it means. This very specific appointed day. Not just any other day. Not just any day. No, this is a day ordained by God. Now, again, in context, it could refer to the day of deliverance from enemies, which was David's immediate context here in 118, or it could refer to the day of the Lord's salvation, its prophetic context in Christ. It could refer to the day of God's mercy renewed, a devotional context for us today. But here's the overall point and the overall truth this morning. Every day that God gives you breath, and every day that God gives me breath, is an ordained opportunity for his glory. It is a day, it is a chance, it is an opportunity that you and I have to bring honor and glory to God. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And so we see this is the day, but then notice, which the Lord hath made. It means just simply to fashion, to form, to purposefully design. In other words, you know, I think we're all guilty of this. You know, some days more so than others, some days we have a plan on how we're going to attack the day. And, you know, we have a to-do list and a set of things that we want to get done in a day. And so we come at a day with purpose. But then some days not so much. Some days the day, it just kind of happens. And some days we just kind of go with the flow. And some days we just kind of, you know, we just kind of drift along. Well, here this verse says, which the Lord hath made. God didn't just let this day happen. He crafted it. Every sunrise, every heartbeat, every moment is by divine appointment. Job 14:5, the Bible says, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. You need to know this morning, God doesn't make mistakes with his days. You know, us, yeah, some days we go about our day, and, you know, even on those days we try to make sure everything is in order. I saw something recently, and it says, it was a joke of basically saying, you know, we need to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. And it said, not only are my ducks not in a row, I don't even know where my ducks are. And that's how sometimes we go about the day. We don't know where our ducks are. But God, he makes sure that every day is crafted. It is his handiwork. God made both the event and the moment for his glory. Now, again, we see the importance and the inspiration here and the preservation of the King James Bible, because when you get into some of the modern translations, some of the modern translations rephrase this verse as "the Lord has done it." And by doing that, they refer to the event and not the day. But when you get into the way it's written here, and in the Hebrew, of the parallelism of the Hebrew, the context supports both the day and the deed of deliverance. So God didn't just make the event. He didn't just make the day. He made the moment for his glory. So see, this is the day which the Lord hath made. And then thirdly, we see we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now that word rejoice means to spin around with exuberant joy. Now sometimes you meet some people and it looks like, you know, they're going through life like they just downed a whole gallon of lemon juice, sour lemon juice at that. Well, the Bible says here that we're to rejoice in the day that the Lord hath made. Have an exuberant joy and be glad. That means to brighten up, to cheer up. And listen now, this isn't, again, this isn't forced happiness. And again, this is different than happiness, because remember what we said about happiness. Happiness depends on happenings. But when you have the joy of the Lord, when you have the joy of the Lord in your soul, you can rejoice. Because it's a faith-based joy. The psalmist is saying, because the Lord made this day, I make a choice to rejoice, regardless of what it holds, regardless of what I'm about to face, because God made the day, I'm going to rejoice in it. Philippians 4:4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. You see, this morning, joy is a decision. It's not a reaction. It's not based on the condition of the day, but on the conviction of the heart. Again, because some days, you know, we wake up and, you know, we know we have to go out and we have to face the day. But, you know, some days we wake up and we look out the window and it's raining, it's cloudy, it's gloomy. It's like, oh, I don't really want to go out in that today. Or the days that it's, you know, sunny and nice and you do have to be inside. And you're like, man, I really want to, you know, be out and doing things. And if we can't do what we're wanting to do, we let that just affect our whole attitude, our whole being. But when we start and stop to think, hey, wait a minute, God made this day. No matter what it is that we face, God made it. We can rejoice and be glad in it. Habakkuk 3:17-18, the Bible says, even when there's no fruit, no herd, no visible blessing, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Joy isn't optional. It's essential to endurance. Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. A beautiful mindset begins with being in the presence of God. Philippians 2:5, the Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You know, if you have the mindset of Christ, if you approach every day that you're going to look at it like Christ, then that's going to transform your mood. You know, you might wake up, you might be in a sour mood, you might be in a kind of a prickly mood, but then you remember, hey, wait a minute, Christ made this day, and I can rejoice and be glad in it. It's the difference that a mindset makes. A missionary once wrote this from a foreign field. He said this: "Today was rough. The roads were bad. The people were cold, and the food was awful. But it was the Lord's day, and because of that, it was beautiful." And so this morning and today, you might have had a rough day. The roads might have been bad. It seems like every summer around here, the roads in certain parts of the valley get bad with construction and all the rest. And the roads might be bad. You go to Horseheads or Binghamton, they're seemingly always doing construction. The people might be cold. You might go, you might, you know, make some food and something you were really looking forward to. It might not have turned out right, but it's still the Lord's day. And since it's the Lord's day, it can be a beautiful day. That missionary understood this verse, Psalm 118, verse 24. Not because the circumstances were easy, but because God was sovereign. You know, the difference between a miserable Christian and a mighty Christian is not what happens to them, but how they see what happens through the lens of Scripture, through the lens of the Bible. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You say, how can we rejoice and be glad in it? I want to give you four things very quickly this morning. Number one, start your day with surrender. Start your day with surrender. Psalm 143, verse 8, the Bible says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning." Listen, the very first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, begin by acknowledging that God made the day and that you're just walking in it. That this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm just walking in it. Wherever it leads me, God is with me. And whatever the day holds, I'm going to give it to God. Start your day with surrender. Number two, refuse to let negativity define the narrative. Refuse to let negativity define the narrative. 2 Corinthians 10:5, the Bible says, "Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." See, folks, we have to understand this. The battle for joy is often fought in the mind. Again, it goes back to what we said earlier. If the only time you praise God is when things are going good, then Satan's going to give you enough bad times that we never praise God. And so we need to make it a conscious thought process of our life that, listen, joy is not based on what I have or what I don't have. Joy is based on a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, choose gratitude over grumbling. Choose gratitude over grumbling. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything, give thanks." In everything, give thanks. Guess what? That word everything, that means exactly what it says. Everything. That means when times are good and when times are bad. In everything, give thanks. Listen, a complaining Christian will never be a content Christian. And then fourthly and finally, look for the Lord's hand in the details. Look for the Lord's hand in the details. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. Listen, even our bad days, even those days when nothing seems to go right, even those bad days have God's fingerprints all over them. Even those bad days have divine fingerprints. When Christ entered Jerusalem, the people cried. You're there, Psalm 118. Notice verse 26. The Bible says, "Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." This, of course, was what we know as our modern day and what we celebrate the week before Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, as Palm Sunday. It was the day the Lord had made, the day salvation's plan was unfolding. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't take much to imagine that that day at Calvary, on the cross, that probably didn't look like such a beautiful day. That probably didn't look like such a great day. But it was the most beautiful day in history. Because it was there that Jesus, right before he gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished." He didn't mean he was finished. He meant his redemptive work was finished. Redemption for all of mankind was being accomplished. And so for us, the believer this morning, Psalm 118, verse 24. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Listen, it's not just about a sunrise this morning. It's about the fact that the sun rose again from the grave 3 days later. And it was that resurrection morning, which was the ultimate day that the Lord hath made. And so this morning, we have the choice to make. And the choice is this: you can't always control what happens in a day. You can't. There are going to come things in your life and in the days that you're doing things that some days they're just going to seem like a waste. And like there are going to be some days that you feel like, "Man, I got nothing accomplished today." But what you can do and what we need to do is control our response to it. Now listen, every day that we wake up, we have two paths to take. We have two choices to make. We can complain about it or celebrate in it. We can grumble at God or glorify God. We can react in fear or rejoice in faith. Your day's beauty depends on your mind's focus. A beautiful day begins with a beautiful mindset. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together to our feet.
Heads bowed, eyes closed.